Being a rookie in the NFL means adjusting to the higher level of play, learning a new system, and dealing with the rigors of professional football. Throughout the month of August, we follow the journey to the NFL for former Penn State linebackers Gerald Hodges and Michael Motti, who wrapped up their second week of training camp as NFL rookies.
I know it's when it comes down to it, it's just playing football, but it's more than just playing football. It's your job, you know, and it's very detailed. The NFL is very detailed, you know, and if you want to stay in this league, that's what you have to be. You have to be very detailed. You got to bring your lunchbox to work every day because, you know, it's a grind each and every day. From all the way to watching film to just reading your playbook.
I mean, right now it's a lot to take in, and the best part was when we first put the pads on and got to be it's football again, you know, and you run around and hitting again, and so I mean it's really all the same thing, just a little bit more quick, a little bit more details and things like that to pick up on, but just get more confident and trying to improve it each day. You know, when you get back into the film room, is the meeting after practice. It's a busy schedule, but, you know, it's everything I expected it to be.
Growing up in New Jersey, Gerald Hodges dreamed of one day wearing the pads for an NFL team.
You know, I come from a family of, you know, two brothers and a sister, but just me and my brother played sports. I was just, you know, one of the ones that was energized, so my parents always kept me busy, you know, and kept me from keeping out of trouble and things like that. You know, I realized I wanted to play football, and this is what I wanted to do.
His parents taught he and his three siblings the importance of education and what it takes to succeed. Now, he's working to impress his coaches in the NFL and find playing time on the talented Vikings defense.
Just getting a chance, you know, to be out here, you know, and get a great leadership from the older guys, you know, from not just defense, you know, and looking at guys like Chad and Aaron, but getting a chance to learn from older guys from the defensive line all the way to offense, all the way to special team guys, you know. Just getting a chance to learn how hard those guys work and how detailed those guys are, you know. And it just pushes me and makes me want to be better each and every day for the simple fact that they come out here and take their job so seriously.
For Michael Motti, football has been in his blood since the day he was born.
You know, I was probably the smallest one on the team, and I remember came home through my, like after the first day of pads, I came home on a threw my bag on the table. I was like, Mom, I'm quitting. I hate football. You know, I didn't like hitting. I didn't know how to hit or anything like that. And, you know, I kind of just worked at it and, you know, kept at it for a couple of years. And, you know, my freshman year of high school, when I first really, I've had that first hit, you know what I mean? And when I had that first feeling of, you know, throwing your body into somebody, then, you know, I got up and my eyes would light up, you know what I mean? And from then I was hooked.
Following in the family's footsteps is a lifelong dream. But just having the opportunity to be out on the football field again is all Motti needs to put a smile on his face.
Not many people have, you know, been through a roller coaster of a career, you know, that I've been through, and, you know, with the injuries and stuff like that. And, you know, I thought that my career was going to be over in November. You know, I basically hung it up. And if somebody, you know, if a doctor tells me I could play, then I'm going to do my best to do it, because this is what I love to do. You know what I mean? I was crushed back in November when the things like that happen. It's out of your control, but this game is so great because it teaches you about life, you know what I mean? You're always going to have adversity. You know, it's never going to be perfect, but it's all about how you bounce back from it and how you respond.